Hello and welcome to the Birds of Healing podcast. My name is Asha. I'm your host. And in today's Daily Diatribe episode, we're going to be talking all about comparisons and why I feel that the act of comparing yourself is quite literally stealing all of the joy from your life. Now, I want to start off by giving you a little bit of a rundown as to why I started thinking about this in the first place. Recently, I was taking pictures of my daughter on Snapchat and I was saving them, and one of those memories from a few years ago came up. So I was looking through the pictures and I just remember getting flooded with a multitude of emotions. One, I was kind of shocked at the way that I looked because I was like 15 pounds less than I weigh now. I was like 110 pounds soaking wet. It was kind of ridiculous. And then also, I got flooded with a bunch of memories from that time in my life, and none of them were good. I was a complete mess, a hot-ass mess in that time in my life, and I remember getting, really just kind of like judgmental about myself. Like, I started being like, oh shit, I don't want to think about this because I know how bad I was at that point. And I started to compare myself not only to myself now, which thankfully I'm a lot better now, but you know, I started comparing myself to like what I felt like I should have been at that time and kind of feeling like I fell short a little bit. And I started thinking to myself, like, why am I doing this? I was totally fine a few moments ago before I saw these pictures and before I started thinking about all the could-haves and would-haves, had circumstances been different, but I can't go back and change any of it. I can't go back years and change the things that I did because I was genuinely a completely different person. I had, like, I was not a good person at that point in my life. I didn't really give a shit about anybody. I didn't really care about myself very much, so why would I care about other people? But I was in a very negative mental space, and nothing I thought of was positive. I was doing and saying the most random shit. I was getting into fights with people all the time online. I was just aggressive because I was so unhappy and I just wanted everybody else to be as unhappy as I was. And it was so toxic. And I'm so thankful and I thank my God every single day that I'm no longer that way. But I was comparing myself not only to my old self, but also to the people around me. I know that the people around me really weren't doing much better because, first of all, like, it was a nasty group of people that I was around that really, really helped propel me down the wrong path. But I could compare myself to the people around me, and my perceived thing was like, they're not as bad as me. So, you know what I'm saying? They're doing a little bit better than me. No, I realize now that everybody's got their own shit and everybody's dealing with their own battles and stuff. But I would compare myself to those around me, and I would compare myself a lot to those that I saw that were a little bit older than me. But like, I would feel like that's what I should be doing right now. This is what I should be striving for. I should have stayed in school. I should have done this and I should have done that. And right now, I'm glad I didn't do any of those things because I know that the way I would have been just 10 times as unhappy trying to focus on, you know, those things without doing the shadow work and, you know, actually doing the work behind the scenes. But I realized that every time that I do that, every time that I, you know, gather myself enough to judge myself and to really go down on myself and compare myself to other people, it does nothing for me at all except make me sad. It does nothing for me but amplify my negative emotions. And why do that to yourself when you can focus on all the positive things that are happening in your life, the things that you can be grateful for, and living on a higher vibration and just being grateful for the things around you and being grateful for the journeys that I've had? Because I am truly grateful. I feel as though, like, had I not gone through that portion of my life that I was, you know, those pictures represent, I would not be the person that I am today. I really had to go through an entire ego death at that point in my life in order to see myself as a part of the world and not just like the world is coming at me and the world is just happening to me instead of like me experiencing the world. And I'm really grateful that I had those experiences, because had I not known, you know, the depths, the abyss that I could fall into, I wouldn't know the highs and happiness of life now. You know what I'm saying? And I know I have a lot of work to do, but I just am grateful for how far I've come in the ladder that I've climbed. But comparison is truly the thief of the bank of joy. It is a bandit. Okay. And I was also, when I was looking kind of like for other inspirations on why I wanted to do the Daily Diatribe episode, I was looking on TikTok because I love TikTok. It's one of my favorite apps in the world. Like, literally, that's where I spend most of my time. I was looking through TikTok and this other lady was talking about how she used to do that to herself and comparing herself to other people and where she thought she should have been. was actually doing more damage to her than good, because you think to yourself, oh, I should be doing these things, and you're comparing yourself to these people, and you're thinking maybe it'll help me strive to that level or whatever, but ultimately what it's doing is breaking down your, I forget what she said, how she put it, but it's basically breaking down your, the pool of ambition that you have and the pool of like happiness that you have that everybody has and that you draw from. It's literally just depleting all of that. It's what it's doing is it's poisoning the good things in your brain and what you think about yourself, only to highlight the bad stuff that you're doing. And never, there's no ever, you don't really ever compare yourself to somebody when you're doing something good, because you're just like, yeah, I'm doing something great, like it's awesome. You don't think about what other people are doing, but it's usually when you feel like you have to improve or you have something to work on that you compare and contrast with other folks, and that's never good. It's just depleting your happiness reserves, basically. Instead, I highly encourage just, if you're going to compare yourself to anybody, compare yourself to yourself, and just be grateful for how far you've come, you know, and just understand that life is a roller coaster. Like, you may be at a point in your life where it feels like you're never going to get out of that darkness, but you will eventually, and you'll look back and be like, oh, thank God I did the work to get out of there. But you might also have another point future in the future that it's not going to be as, you know, sunshine and roses, and you need to be able to handle that, and you need to be able to know how to handle that. And that's why the skills, I think the mental, like, skills that you need to have in order to better your life will come from adversity and really just like understanding that adversity is what grows character. And just understand that shitting on yourself and putting yourself down is never going to help you improve. It's only really realistically going to drag you and your emotions. So think of it like that and just understand that you are not alone. We all do this. This is a natural human thing to do. You are not an alien for it. So yes, I really want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Daily Diatribe. I want to know what you think. If you're listening on Anchor, please go to the community tab and just communicate with me there. I'm also going to be posting this on my Facebook page, Birds of Healing Podcast, at Facebook. And just, you know, go there, comment, let me know what you think about the episode, and give me your opinions as well. So thank you so much once again, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.